10 seconds. I'm kidding.
At least we got a countdown.
I know, right? Not everybody does that for you. Not everybody.
Oh, I feel so.
Who shall remain nameless, Jake Cherry. Hey, everybody, I'm Kai Rizdo. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, where we make the day make sense. It is Friday, the 25th day of August, 2023.
Finally. And I'm Amy Scott. It is great to be back with you all for Happy Hour, or what we call Economics on Tap.
We are going to do what we always do on Friday. We're going to do a little news. We're going to do a little what are you drinking? And then we're going to do a little guest appearance because Drew's out on half full, half empty. And then we'll get on our merry way. What, Amy Scott, are you imbibing this afternoon, if anything?
Well, yes, I am imbibing something, but I,
good.
You know, we have to plan ahead now. And I heard a certain co-host was drinking water, so...
Yes.
I went with iced tea.
There you go.
In solidarity, man.
Let's have a shout out for you know, teetotaling, for sure. Totally.
Totally. And this is, speaking of teetotaling, totally, this is really good. It's a mountain, or what do they call it? Alpine peppermint from Banff National Park, where I had the pleasure to go this summer. It's quite delightful.
Oh, my goodness.
How about you?
Awesome.
Oh, wait, we already talked about it, but tell me
about the water,
Kai.
Well, it's tap water it's tap water here in L.A. So just a very quick, quick pass through the YouTube chat. Cutwater Rum Mojito is making an appearance. Devil's Canyon Root Beer. Wait. Patricia Lung. So Devil's Canyon Root Beer, have you had Devil's Canyon Beer? Because I talked to the guy who runs that place about making beer from gray water. When I get up to San Francisco, he's up in San Carlos. I am going to have one of his beers.
Hibiscus tea and ginger ale. You can't do that story until after How We Survive. I'll see your gray water and go one further.
Well, so get the plug in and then we'll move on. Get the plug in.
Yeah, spoiler alert. I tasted some beer made from recycled sewer water.
Ooh, was it actual sewer as opposed to gray water?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, they don't call it toilet to tap, but... that's what it is. It's highly treated and purified, and so we'll have to chat.
And it's like, apparently this stuff is like more pure than pure water, right? It's more pure than the water we get now. Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't have to believe
it. I tasted it.
Absolutely.
I tasted all kinds of water this season. Right. It's coming out in October, so lots more ahead.
You get to do all the fun stuff.
We'll have to do a special water economics on tap, I think.
Yes. What do you got news-wise?
Oh, yeah, news. So remember that huge Cambridge Analytica scandal 5 years ago, which is hard to believe? So
but
the British consulting firm,
they
got in trouble for collecting personal data from millions of Facebook users without their consent to try to sway voters in the 2016 U.S. presidential election on behalf of the Cruz and then Trump campaigns. Facebook agreed to pay $725 million to settle a class action lawsuit over its role in that event. And today is the last day to file a claim for part of the settlement. So the Washington Post has an explainer on how you can do this if you want to. Anyone who used Facebook between May 2007 and December 2022 is eligible. Though, if you're like me, you might be wondering if you really want to share your info with Facebook to get that payment.
Yeah, right.
You have to get paid. So you have to share. I didn't go through the process, but you have to like at least share your address and username and all that.
Still, criminy.
Which, you know, I may be paranoid, but I think rightly so.
Yep.
So the deadline is tonight at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. And Janet Wynn, our own Janet Wynn from Marketplace, also has a really nice piece about the value of class action lawsuits, which I thought was really interesting because, you know, from a consumer advocacy standpoint, you're not going to get paid that much potentially. I think Money.com estimated it would be $5 per user if everybody who qualifies submitted a claim, which is not going to happen. But anyway, it's not likely to be a ton of money. But consumer advocates say, like, if companies don't get a large response, then it's kind of easier for them to sort of sweep it under the rug and move on.
Right.
So, you know, that from a corporate accountability standpoint, maybe you want to submit.
Yeah, and the companies get to say, hey, look, we made a settlement, and here's the offer, and people didn't want it, so we'll just hang on to the money.
Right, right.
You know? Yeah.
We've got to show we care.
That,
all right,
yes,
what you got
no,
today?
Totally. Totally, totally, totally. So here's mine.
Yeah.
It is very much a smash the patriarchy moment. Those of you who listen to this podcast know I'm a soccer fan. You know I watched the Women's World Cup. Spain won. Spoiler alert. Sorry, but it was like a week ago. Anyway, well, you know, there are people who watch it on video. Anyway, so at the ceremony where the Spanish women got their medals and they got to hoist the trophy, the head of the Spanish Soccer Federation, the whole National Soccer Federation, his name is Luis Rubiales, kissed one of the players, Jennifer Hermoso, smack on the lips. Smack on the lips. Not one of those European on the cheeks thing, but smack on the lips. She later came out and said, I didn't enjoy that at all. He apparently, at some point during the course of that day, said, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't have, but it wasn't so bad, blah, blah, blah. There were calls to for him to resign. Mounting calls for him to resign. The Spanish government wants him to quit. FIFA wants him to quit. Apparently, they can't actually fire him. He gave a speech either yesterday or the day before in which he was completely defiant and said, not only am I not resigning, I swear to God, this is what he said, she basically liked it. And I just smash the patriarchy. That's all I can say.
Heck yeah.
Men are
idiots.
Oh my
God, it's so gross.
And
this is the guy who, by the way, also grabbed his crotch in celebration.
Yes, yes.
But apologize for that because apparently it was close to
the
queen of Spain.
Yes,
and so therefore
Spain, yes.
He was willing to admit some wrongdoing.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
yep.
just gross. Come on, man.
It's just not tenable. And now, of course, all the women are like, we're not going to play anymore. You fire him, we're not going to play anymore. And more power to him. More power to him. I mean, look, the Spanish team has had many, many issues over men in control and players being upset. And I understand all that. That's not what this is. This is just gross and violative. It's a violation. It's just gross. And smash the Patriots.
Yeah, and it takes That's away from their amazing moment. That was
such
a beautiful team to watch. I was so excited that they won.
Yep. Yep.
So I'm glad you brought that up, Kai, so I didn't have to.
It just bummed me out. Just bummed me out. All right.
Yeah.
No more bummer. Or maybe there will be because who knows what's going to happen in half full, half empty. We're done with the news. Quick break. Coming right back. Half full, half empty next. Surprise host, as I said, because Drew's taking the day off. Coming right back.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes every Sunday wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, half full, half empty is the game. Drew Jostad is usually the guy. He is not today. Daniel Shin from Marketplace Tech is in the hot seat. Daniel, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. And as I say, every time you show up on the air, you got to be on the air, man. You got
to
be.
I know, man. That voice.
You are
great to hear it, Daniel.
Pipes.
I'm doing it. I'm right here, and I'm ready to
pipes. All right.
Throw some topics at you whenever you guys
all right,
are ready.
Let's go.
So, half full, half empty is the name of the game, and the first topic for both of you, Amy and Kai, are you half full or half empty on American malls making a comeback? Apparently.
So Kristen Schwab did this story for us on Marketplace the other day based on some data from some real estate consulting firm in which foot traffic at malls is up to where it was like sort of in the before times, like sort of early 2020, something like that. I think it's really interesting because as regular listeners to almost any business program will know, malls have been dying for 5 or 10 years and now apparently they're not. And I think it's cool. I think it's great. Look, retail is important. Consumers are important. The interesting part, of course, is that malls these days, at least in LA, are not just, you know, let's go to the mall. They are like branded and they are places you go to be entertained. And there's a freaking trolley train in the one that's closest to my house. Thank you, California. But I think it's good. I'm half full.
Yeah, I would say I'm half full. I'm skeptical, though, that it's really going to last. So we'll see. I mean, there are a lot of malls that are already dead.
True.
I would love to see a renaissance because I find the history of the mall and what it's been for people, like socially, you know, even fitness wise, I think it's fascinating. So I would like to see it come back. I have to say, I went to a shopping center, one of those sort of outdoor malls, with my mom in Colorado Springs a week or two ago, and I was amazed by the foot traffic. So yeah, people were out.
Yep. They're coming back. People want to get out. Good, good. Daniel, number two, please.
Number two, New York City is cracking down on Airbnb short-term rentals. Are you half full or half empty on that?
I saw this story go by. I don't know the details. It kind of makes sense because of a lot of reasons, right? It takes apartments off the market. It can boost prices. I don't know. Amy, you used to be a real estate person.
I know. I feel like I can't be on the record about my opinion about this, right? Let's say, yeah. I mean, yeah, I can really argue both sides of this. What's the like cop-out version of half
the apple? The cop-out, actually, right, the cop-out version the is for you to agree with whatever I say, but I tossed it to you because I was copping out. So look, I think basically I'm half full, right? Because while Airbnbs are great for a lot of circumstances, they do come with some downsides, and I'm not sure those downsides have been fully explored. So I will say half full on cities cracking down. It's not that I want them to go away. It's not that I think Airbnb is bad, but regulation is not a terrible thing. So half full. How about that?
And I will recuse myself as a housing reporter.
That's fair. There you go. That's fair. Totally fair. Diplomatically done. Number three, Daniel.
Diplomatic cop out.
That's right.
Number three, Subway sandwich chain. It's been bought by a private equity firm for estimated $10 billion.
I want to know what happened to the $5.
That's a lot.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I haven't followed this story too closely. I would say I'm half full because, you know, certain members of my household love Subway, and it's nice to be able to stop at a Subway on a road trip and have something that people will be willing to eat. But I don't know about, like, are they going to load it up with debt and the kind of usual private equity shenanigans? I don't know.
Right, right. That's the question. They do say it will let them expand more overseas. Which, okay, fine. So, you know, I'm okay with it. I'm not wild about it. I'm you know, the glass is half full and half empty at the same time. How about that? Boy, we got a lot of cop-outs here today.
It's the reason we got this game, right?
That's right. Half full and half empty all at the same time.
Well, I feel like number four may be a little bit polarizing, but...
Oh, good.
Half full or half empty on this. Apparently, LinkedIn is cool now in context of... what's happening on other social media platforms, I guess.
Wow. Didn't see that one coming.
I saw that, but like...
Well, then tell us what the story is, because I don't know.
Well, I'll say what I saw, and then Daniel, maybe you can elaborate. Basically, because of the demise of Twitter/X, a lot of people are posting on LinkedIn instead. And I have to say, I am amazed by the staying power of LinkedIn. I remember how easy it was to like roll your eyes at it, but... a lot of people I know use it. I've even started posting a little because I had professional stuff that I wanted to share and I didn't know where to put it, where people would actually see it. So, yeah,
that's
interesting. I don't know, but maybe more relevant. Sure.
Yeah.
So I'm half full.
I miss the transition of LinkedIn from a place where you put stuff and your resume and your experiences to find a job. It is still that, but also people now use it to post professional stuff and writings and all that jazz. And I totally miss that because in believing it was a place to find a job, my theory always was anybody who wants to hire me for anything I'm professionally qualified for already knows who I am and they know how to get a hold of me and they don't need my LinkedIn to tell them what I've been doing for the last way too long, you know? I think it's really interesting that it's becoming a place now or it's become a place that's cool because people can use it in a way that is not the cesspool that is Twitter and or Facebook.
Well, again, let's not exaggerate this word cool.
I'm not ready to go there. That's fair. Totally fair.
I mean, I just feel totally like fair. I can't say what's cool. When my kids tell me they're posting on LinkedIn, then we can talk.
Right, right. Totally. Kay Gilbert says in the chat, Kai, we're not all on the radio every day. Yes, I know. That was my thing. That's why I didn't quite get it. Anyway.
One thing I will quickly add is LinkedIn has become the way I track birthdays now as opposed to when it used to be Facebook. So
really?
Yeah.
So when you fire up your computer in the morning or your phone or whatever, do you like go and check LinkedIn?
You know, I oddly do. It is mostly for the job, but, you know, it is more post-oriented as opposed to other platforms now that are becoming more short-form video-oriented. And, you know, some people just don't want that. They just want, like, sort of posts from people they know, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Totally fascinating. Okay, next one is, I believe, sorry, Amy, did I step on you? We got a little comrades lag here. Okay. Next one's the last one. That means it is poll time. So Amy and I will, tap dance for a minute or so while you all weigh in on the poll. And again, no aspersions will be cast for those of you not voting. I get it. I understand. I heard you. So, Daniel, what's our last topic of this Friday?
The last topic, if you're... I'm sorry, here you go. Half full or half empty on the arrival of pumpkin spice season.
Okay, so I'm
not
sure I need to camouflage
for a minute
my
while
feelings
people fill
on
in their
this,
answers.
But let's make sure everybody knows what the story is. So I think on, let's see, I did it yesterday on the show. So it was Wednesday. Starbucks decided that this week was going to be pumpkin spice latte week. For the 20th year in a row, they are rolling out pumpkin spice lattes. They are doing it because money. Not because it's like fall or anything. Howard Schultz did say last year that in the week following the rollout of pumpkin spice latte last year, foot traffic in stores was up an average of 26%, which just is mind-boggling. Simply mind-boggling. Yeah. Yeah. Kind
so
of.
So, Kai, not yes. everyone shares your opinions.
Oh, I know. I know.
Pumpkin spice. That's what that tells me.
I know. Well, so look, here, so Jin Peck, full. I had my first pumpkin donut today. Oh, wait, it scrolled down. Had my first pumpkin donut today, and I'm going to have more tomorrow. It's amazing. It's just amazing. Don't worry, kind of cast aspersions. Here we go. So here's, Kay Gilbert is drinking a CBTL pumpkin spice latte drink, which I added rum. What is a CBTL pumpkin spice drink? I don't know.
I don't know either.
So much.
Maybe she will.
So much.
Someone said, is there a candy corn flavored latte? That I might try.
Yeah.
Keep the pumpkin flavor in pumpkin pie. I'm with you there.
Right. Oh, Jason Hildreth.
It's not even pumpkin flavor. That's the whole thing. It's just the spices that you put in pumpkin pie.
I know. Just, sorry, a rare ad hominem attack here. Jason Hildreth, you are dead to me. Here's what he said. Bring the pumpkin beers. There are very few things worse than pumpkin beers. Pumpkin spice latte is one of them. That's it. That's it. That's what I got. All right. So everybody knows how I feel about pumpkin spice lattes. Ms. Scott, how do you
feel?
You
were on the record. Yeah, I would say you've been
on
the record about this.
Yes.
I am half empty on this because it's August 25th. I think it's 95% humidity out there here in Baltimore. I mean, I'm drinking tea, but I put ice on it, for crying out loud. It's summer. I'm not ready.
Oh,
I'm not
man.
Ready. It doesn't even matter how I feel about pumpkin spice lattes because I honestly don't think I've ever had one. But
I had one in the before times because Stephanie Patterson, who used to run development and membership at Marketplace, convinced people to donate in order to watch me drink a pumpkin spice latte. And it was ridiculously successful. So I did drink one and it tasted like motor oil. Anyway, Marissa says in our Slack, CBTL is coffee bean and tea leaf. So there's that.
Oh.
Courtney, you need to hit me up with a poll here so that we can,
close this one
out.
What are the results here?
I don't know.
Are people on our side?
I'm waiting. Let's see what the people say. Last week, the people were with Nova, so I don't even know what to tell you. Don't even know what to tell you. And Nova actually made sure that everybody knew it, too. All right, so half empty on pumpkin spice latte, 69%. Half full, 30%. Thank you. The people are with me. 190 votes out of 296 people. Thank you very much for participating. There we go. Daniel Shin, how do you feel about pumpkin spice anything?
I've kind of forgotten that pumpkins have existed, to be quite honest. I don't really think about
enough.
Them. I don't really eat them much, so.
Fair enough. Fair
Do
enough.
Are pumpkins real, though?
I think they are. All right. Thank you, Charlton Thorpe, for the sting.
Good
oh, my
timing,
God. All right,
Charlton.
We're done today. I am back on Monday. Sam Fields is in for Kimberly, who is still traipsing around the Himalayas. In the meanwhile, keep the comments coming. Leave us a voicemail at 508-UB-SMART. God, I'm yelling. Why am I being so loud? Or email me or us at makemesmart@marketplace.org, and we will get you on the pod. I was just being very loud. I don't know, maybe pumpkin spice got me fired up. I don't know.
It'll do that. It's all that water you're drinking.
It kind of does. I know. And now I'm going to have to go to the bathroom.
Make Me Smart is produced by Courtney Berg-Seeker. Today's episode was engineered by Charlton Thorpe. Our intern is Niloufar Shabandi. Drew Jostad wrote the theme music for our game, Half Full, Half Empty.
Emily McCune and Antoinette Brock are the team behind Half Full and Half Empty. Marissa Guerrero is the senior producer of this podcast. Bridget Bodner is the director of podcasts. Francesca Levy is the executive director of digital and on demand. And there we go. There we go. Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. Thank you, Amy Scott, for taking a couple of days out of your busy life and helping us out.
Happy to do it.
Strong communication skills are critical for success in business and in life. Hi, I'm Matt Abrahams, and I host Stanford Graduate School of Business's Think Fast, Talk Smart, the podcast. Each week, I sit down with experts to discuss the best tips to help you with your communication skills, from conflict management to mastering small talk to tackling communication anxiety. Join us and start to develop and hone your communication skills. Listen every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.